business like you've seen in many months.
I'm going to call the House Committee on Energy and Environment to order. And I'm opening a public hearing on Senate Bill 99 and Senate Bill 100, and invite Mike Kaplan to come forward and testify on both of them. Committee members, as soon as we get the rest of the committee here, we'll, if we are not done with this by then, we'll suspend the public hearing and get to those work sessions as soon as we get everyone here. So, welcome and go right ahead.
Chair Helm, members of the committee, thank you for having me today. For the record, Michael Kaplan, Director of the Oregon Department of Energy. Just to go in order, the first bill I'm here to testify on is Senate Bill 99, which I hope doesn't cause a similar reaction from the rest of the committee. Senate Bill 99 is a relatively simple bill. It subjects the potential director of the Oregon Department of Energy to Senate confirmation. I believe that this was initially something that the director of the Department of Energy actually did go through from a process perspective. At one point, it was removed when the department became a component of the Department of Consumer and Business Services. And when the agency was broken out as an office of DCBS, the requirement for confirmation was not re-included in statute. I believe that as the department is taking on more important and headier and statewide issues, an important way for the director to connect with, or the potential director to connect with, Oregonians and issues, stakeholders, Senate confirmation is a really good way to allow that to take place as the director is coming through the door. So, relatively simple bill, I think, but that's the sort of scope of the testimony. I think this is a necessary idea for the future of the department. I'd be happy to take any questions on that, or would be willing to move on to Senate Bill 100 if you'd like.
Go ahead and cover. Let me just ask them. They're significantly different topics. Any questions from the committee or Mike on this bill? Okay. Good.
Okay. Senate Bill 100, I'm here to testify on behalf of. It's a little bit more than a house cleaning bill. I would say it's a spring cleaning, potentially a garage cleaning bill. It updates the State Home and Oil Weatherization Program, which has run at the Department of Energy since, I believe, 1984. The program provides energy efficiency and weatherization improvements to homes that heat with fuel oil. There are two paths to engaging in the program. One is direct payment of up to $500 in cash to homeowners who install energy efficiency measures in their house, who are also served by fuel oil dealers. The other component or entryway into the program is through the low-income weatherization program administered by our community action agencies throughout the state. So if you qualify for the low-income weatherization program, you may also qualify for a cash incentive of up to $2,500, which is paid to the community action agency to install weatherization and energy efficiency measures in the home. The program has served over 12,000 homes in Oregon during its lifetime, accounting for nearly $6.9 million in funding. However, over time, the program hasn't necessarily been maintained. Senate Bill 100 adjusts some definitions, removes some outdated definitions, and streamlines the program. I think the first fixes that have been made in some time, we're trying to make the program healthier for its future. The other thing that it does is the statute requires that the administrating agency contracts are with us, and in this case requires that we contract out to another state agency to provide customer service. In this case, we pay a fee to the Department of Consumer and Business Services, who staff a phone bank to answer questions on show. Over time, that phone bank has been increasingly less used. They're down to about 10 calls per month. And often those calls are either referred to us, or we provide all the training for DCBS in the first place anyway. We feel like this would be a cost-saving measure. We can't find any reason that we wouldn't be able to provide this customer service ourselves. So that should be ultimately saving money. The other thing we'd like to testify in favor of is the Dash 2 amendment that's before you today. With the other incentive programs at the Department of Energy ending, namely all of our tax credits and the SELP loan program moving, the economies of scale that we gain or lost, it will make SHOW a very expensive program for us to run. It's about it's capped at $400,000 a year annually. We believe that the Dash 2 amendment, which moves it to Oregon Housing and Community Services, who are already running the low-income weatherization program and have a direct relationship with the Community Action Partners, makes a really good fit for the program long-term. That's the total of my testimony. I'd be happy to take any questions.
Questions? Representative Barnhart.
Thank you. Do you know at this point what percentage of dwellings are heated with oil in Oregon?
Chair Helm, members of the committee, Representative Barnhart, a percentage out of the total I don't know offhand. I can certainly go back to the agency and get you some data. I'm not sure if we compare it to all the other types of heating, and but I'll have to ask our team, but we can get you some data on that.
If I could, do you have a number?
Chair Helm, members of the committee, Representative Barnhart, not off the top of my head, I don't. I'd have to get back to you.
All right. Thank you.
Further questions? Representative Holby.
I wanted to speak on the Dash 2 of, supporting the whole bill, but specifically the Dash 2 of moving this to Housing Community Services Department is definitely what I see as an efficient move that Housing Community Services already handles weatherization for many of these same consumers. So I see that as a favorable recommendation.
Okay, Representative Johnson.
Thanks, Mr. Chair. So, Mike, is moving this program outside of the result in some FTE savings within your program, within your agency?
Chair Helm, members of the committee, Representative Johnson, as I mentioned, it can be at most $400,000 a year that pays for the program. So it's not a full FTE that we devote to it. It's a very small, so it's a portion of a program. With all of our incentives, which is our thrust, is to have all of our incentive end and the loan program end, we'll see a significant reduction in FTE. Mm-hmm. The SHOW program represents a fraction of that.
Further questions? Thank you.
Thank you very much.
I'm glad to hear from you today. Okay, I'm going to close the public hearing on Senate Bill 99 and Senate Bill 100. And I'm going to open a work session on Senate Bill 3A. And Beth, you want to remind us about the Section Dredge Mining Bill?
Mr. Chair and committee members, Senate Bill 3A, you originally heard on 5-3, there's no revenue and a fiscal impact. There was a fiscal impact issued on the bill. The bill would repeal the current moratorium and prohibit motorized in-stream placer mining up to the ordinary high water line in any river containing essential indigenous anadromous salmonid habitat. In other areas, the measure would require suction dredge operators to obtain either an individual permit or a general permit from the Department of Environmental Quality.
Good. With that, I'd entertain a motion on this bill.
Chair Helm, I move Senate Bill 3A to the floor with a due pass recommendation.
Representative Power moves Senate Bill 3A to the floor with a due pass recommendation. Discussion. Representative Benz.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I called my rather significant mining community in Baker City this morning and spoke with them at length about the bill. I will be a no.
Representative Rocksmith.
As you can imagine, I have a lot of areas within my district, and my constituents have overwhelmingly told me that this is something that they cannot support. So I'll be a no as well.
Any other discussion? All right. Seeing none, will the clerk call the roll?
Representative Barnhart?
Aye.
Representative Benz?
No.
Representative Colby?
Aye.
Representative Marsh?
Aye.
Representative Rushby?
No.
Representative Smith?
No.
Vice Chair Johnson?
Aye.
Vice Chair Power?
Aye.
Chair Helm?
Aye. With that, the motion passes. Yeah. And to carry it on the floor. Representative Marsh, would you like to carry this?
I'd be honored. Thank you.
Very good. closing the work session on Senate Bill 3A and opening a work session on Senate Bill 19A.
Mr. Chair and committee members, Senate Bill 19A, you originally heard on 424. It's a minimal revenue and a minimal fiscal impact. Senate Bill 19A would update the descriptions and allowed quantities of oxygenate and gasoline sold in Oregon.
Do I have a motion on this bill?
Chair Helm, I move Senate Bill 19A to the floor with a due pass recommendation and that it be placed on the consent calendar.
Representative Power moves Senate Bill 19A to the floor with a due pass recommendation and that the measure be placed on the consent calendar. Is there any discussion? Seeing none, will the clerk call the roll?
Representative Barnhart?
Aye.
Representative Benz?
Aye.
Representative Colby?
Aye.
Representative
Mann? Aye.
Representative Rushkey?
Aye.
Representative Smith?
Aye.
Vice Chair Johnson?
Aye.
Vice Chair Power?
Aye.
Chair Helm?
Aye. The motion passes, and the Senate Bill 19A will be placed on the consent calendar. I'm closing the work session on Senate Bill 19A and opening a work session on Senate Bill 328.
Chair Helm, committee members, Senate Bill 328, you heard on 424, there's a no revenue, no fiscal impact. It would make biomass facilities that were registered with the Western Renewable Energy Generation Information System on or after January 1st, 2011, to be eligible for RECs.
Do I have a motion on this bill?
Chair Helm, I move Senate Bill 328 to the floor with a due pass recommendation.
Representative Power moves Senate Bill 328 to the floor with a due pass recommendation. Is there any discussion? Seeing none, will the clerk call the roll, please?
Representative Barnhart?
Aye.
Representative Benz?
Aye.
Representative Colby?
Aye.
Representative Marsh?
Aye.
Representative Rushkey?
Aye.
Representative Smith?
Aye.
Vice Chair Johnson?
Aye.
Vice Chair Power?
Aye.
Chair Helm?
Aye. The motion passes. Does anybody have a burning desire to carry this bill? Representative Johnson.
Thank you.
And I'm closing the work session on Senate Bill 328 and opening a work session on Senate Bill 812.
Mr. Chair and committee members, Senate Bill 812, there's a no revenue, no fiscal impact statement issued on the measure. It would allow septic system loan funds to be used for a regional evaluation of a community septic system. It requires that loans be used to connect to an available sewer system and not require a borrower to borrow the full cost of the septic system repair or replacement.
I entertain a motion on this bill.
Chair Helm, I move Senate Bill 812 to the floor with a due pass recommendation.
Representative Power moves Senate Bill 812 to the floor with a due pass recommendation. Is there any discussion? Representative Brocksmith.
Only again, as it was testified in committee, this is a good bill, especially for our region and across Oregon. So appreciative of Senator Roblin's work on this as, and many others.
Mm-hmm. Further discussion? Very good. Okay, will clerk call the roll, please?
Representative Barnhart?
Aye.
Representative Benz?
Aye.
Representative Colby?
Aye.
Representative
Marsh?
Aye.
Representative Rushkey?
Aye.
Representative Smith?
Aye.
Vice Chair Johnson?
Aye.
Vice Chair Power?
Aye.
Chair Helm?
Aye. Motion passes. Representative Brocksmith, would you like to carry this bill?
Be happy to. Thank you.
Another question.
Very good. And with that, committee, that concludes our business for the day. Anything for the good of the order? All right. Well, I appreciate the robust discussion today.
So do I, Mr. Chair.
Committee on
Chair.
Committee on
So do I.